It's been called the day Fresno burned. 12 fires set in 12 different buildings downtown. It left the city on edge, a local landmark destroyed, and troops on the streets. The story today on KVPR Central Valley Roots. It was July 10, 1953. At 1:45 p.m., a fire was reported at the venerable Hughes Hotel at Tulare and Broadway Streets in downtown Fresno. The fire soon went to 3 alarms. But within minutes, more fires were reported. The Bricks apartments across from City Hall, the Californian and Sequoia Hotels, the First Christian Church, Gottschalk's department store. Fresno Mayor Gordon Dunn declared the fires were deliberately set. Governor Earl Warren activated the National Guard to patrol the streets and prevent looting. 133 firefighters battled the flames. Damages topped $500,000. The Hughes Hotel was gutted and eventually torn down. 25 firefighters were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. As for the suspect or suspects, police interviewed many persons of interest and even detained a suspect, but he was later released after authorities verified his alibi. Decades later, a Fresno Fire Department official told the Fresno Bee that the department had a suspect and possible motive, but the person was no longer a threat. Today, Chuck Chancey Park is located where the Hughes Hotel once stood. For KVPR's Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.